We did it. It's Friday. I'm going to talk like this all day long.
This is your new voice?
Yes. I have to talk on the beat.
What do you call it?
Beat talking.
Beat talk voice. I like it. What does it say to people when they hear the beat talk voice from you? What does it say?
It says that I have rhythm.
Yeah, well, you do. You have rhythm.
I am using the rhythm method.
Yeah. Oh, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Some people have less success than
others. I don't think I have to worry anymore.
Some people have very little success. On the regular show, we talked about Albert Finney, who had died. Great, great, great actor. Boy, is he good. I've never seen him in anything where he's not just good. And I mentioned some roles that he's been in that if you haven't seen these movies, you might want to look at them because they're all really good Albert Finney movies.
I wrote them down. I really am going to.
I hope you do. I hope you find them all. I've got a couple of them at home on DVD. If you can't find them, just let me know.
I can't find the list.
I mentioned Big Fish. Which is really good, a Tim Burton movie. I mentioned Two for the Road. I mentioned Murder on the Orient Express. I mentioned a couple movies. So we got a bunch of texts from people who saying,
Shoot
hey, you left out that. Yeah, Shoot the Moon with Diane Keaton and Karen Allen. So a bunch of people left us notes. Hey, you left out this. You left out this. And he was really good in all these other movies. But some of them, like they go, how about him in Network where he's saying, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Well, that was Peter Finch, who was great in it, but he was not Albert Finney in it.
They look a little... Well, no, they don't.
He looked more... Of the actors in Network, he looked more like William Holden, I think, than Peter Finch. But that's the kind of role that if you were looking to cast, that angry reporter that Peter Finch played and won the Academy Award for posthumously. Peter posthumously. I wonder if... If a cartoon character dies and then wins an award, do they announce it that way? That he won it Peter posthumously? I wonder.
Why aren't you hosting the...
Oh, I should be hosting the Academy Awards. Jazz, call the Academy Awards and tell them I'm open that night. See if they say yes to me.
In fact, tell them that he's open every night.
I got a lot of openings in my schedule. See what they say to that. Wouldn't it be funny to call them and just, over the phone, try to convince them that you could host the show?
Yeah, but if they ever talk to you, first of all, good luck getting a person. Anywhere you call now, it's
automated service.
Press zero.
Right, right.
Or please remain on the line for an operator.
Right. If you'd like to host the Academy Awards in Spanish, press two. I don't speak Spanish. I can't host the Academy Awards in Spanish. I just wonder how far you'd get if you called the office.
You would get very far. Anyone else would not. You should be doing it.
Oh, no.
You should just become a professional host,
well,
MC.
Here's my fear. I think I may have told you this. Because of what's happened this year at the Academy Awards and what's happened the last couple years at the Super Bowl, you're going to have a hard time getting a host for a show or a halftime act because everybody's going to go, I don't need that headache. This doesn't pay $100 million. Why would I do this?
And that surprises me, too, that you'd think that that was a cushy gig where you'd get paid a lot of money to host
it,
but it's...
No.
It's not a lot in those terms.
No.
It's a lot to us.
For the amount of effort, not just effort that goes into it, but scrutiny. That's where it's not worth it.
You get scrutined every day.
Yeah, there's a lot of... there is some scrutin. Our show is not scrutin-free, Wendy. Uh-uh.
No.
It is not.
No.
But you have to know now, all right, so if you're, let's say you're an up-and-coming band, let's say you're a popular band right now, and you see what's happened the last couple of years with halftime, where 5 seconds into the show, people go, this sucks, this is the worst, I'm turning this off, I hate this. Why would you subject yourself to that?
Well, I was going to say you subject yourself to that when you tour, but then why would somebody who doesn't like you buy tickets?
A true fan is going to pay to see you perform. A true enemy of your work isn't going to go, yeah, I'll shell out the $180 to see them so I can feel you suck all during the show. Why wouldn't I?
I wouldn't even go see Maroon 5 for free.
Wouldn't you?
No. It's just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
And not that they're bad. I knew going into it I was not going to be impressed with the halftime show.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest with you, I was a little...
But what
he right, was so, off-key. Adam Levine was like...
Was off-key?
He was cold.
He didn't have a shirt on.
He was pitchy.
He was shivering.
And he's... I love him on The Voice, and that's how... The only reason I give him the time of day now is because he's a pretty decent judge.
Yeah.
Although he did something suspect this last year, too. I brought it up how one of his contestants was too sick to sing.
Oh, I remember
so
this.
So another one of his contestants performed, and Adam Levine was like, hey, you did a great job, but audience, I want you to remember the girl who couldn't sing tonight. I thought that was bad.
That doesn't seem right to me.
And him being a voice coach, it's weird that he was pitchy. That's right. The only reason.
No, I understand that. I'm surprised they don't come out with a line of, you know how like when your team is in a championship game, you can buy a special jersey that signifies that game? They should have a line of shirts based on his halftime performance where he wasn't wearing a shirt. Wouldn't you buy that? Wouldn't that be fun to own? It's the no-shirt shirt, the Adam Levine no-shirt shirt.
People would buy it.
People would buy it. People would definitely buy it. All right, so that's my fear going forward, that in a year when they're casting the host role of the Academy Awards and nobody wants to do it, or when they're about to name a halftime show for the Super Bowl and every band they ask goes, thanks, but no thanks, I don't want it.
Do we know how much Maroon 5 got paid for the Super Bowl? Because I agree with you.
That they took the money that they were earning and they added to it, and they gave $500,000 donation to some charity.
Really?
They announced that during the game. Yeah.
Because I thought they don't get paid anymore.
No. A couple years ago, they came up with this formula by which the band would essentially pay the NFL to perform, because the argument was they're getting so much publicity and they're going to sell so many downloads that they have to pay us. And that idea didn't fly. They didn't go with that.
Oh.
But it's like when a lot of people think when you host Saturday Night Live, what do they pay you? $500,000, $750,000? They must pay you a fortune. And it's not, I think it's $25,000 or $30,000 to host Saturday Night Live. It's really low.
You shouldn't. I'm surprised people even get paid for that.
Yeah, because
you're just there
most
to
of the hosts
for your
movie or your TV show, mostly. Now, the early days of SNL was very different. They had a more eclectic group of hosts.
Yes.
But for the last 25 years, if you have a movie coming out that weekend or a CD, a DVD, whatever you're selling, then you're the host.
Yeah.
They wouldn't go with a Buck Henry today.
No way.
They wouldn't go with a Broderick Crawford today.
No.
Paul Simon, he could be the musical guest. They wouldn't let him host.
Oh, they'll let Miley do both.
Yeah.
Maroon 5.
And actually, I think the next one, who's the musical guest? There's somebody I like who's both host and musical guest, I think, this upcoming Saturday. No, not Kesha. Who is it? I can't remember who it is.
Jazz, can you look up, because I have to tell you, I can't lose my screen here, because I just have to tell you something that will astound you. Maroon 5 grosses an average of $1.5 million per show, according to Forbes.
Wow.
That is unheard of.
That's a lot of money.
They essentially, though, performed at the Super Bowl for free.
Now, let me also point out really quickly that that's their gross. So then their net is going to be considerably lower.
I don't care. That's unheard for per show.
Yeah.
If they're in town, you know, doing like two shows.
Right. That's $3 million.
Just,
and they can work any night. They can work as many nights or as few nights as they please. But there's still a lot of turnaround costs in that $1.5 million.
I don't care, man.
That's still a lot.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. You can afford a shirt for that kind of money.
He
buy
had
yourself a couple shirts
for a little while.
He just chose. He got hot. Oh, it's so hot up here. I got to take the shirt off. Janet Jackson's going, don't do it.
So people
do it. Keep the shirt on. Trust me, Adam Levine.
Police have been police. People. I hear Janet Jackson. Police came and arrested her.
Yeah. Well,
for the slip.
Yeah.
So people have been discussing the salary from the halftime performance. According to E! News, Maroon 5, along with the NFL and Interscope Records, donated $500,000 to Big Brothers and Big Sisters of America just before the Super
Bowl. That's
what
it was.
Okay, but that's $500,000 Maroon 5 along with the NFL and Interscope Records. So their label picked up
it.
Some. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, what? I can't believe they make $1.5 million per show. And if you were making that kind of money, maybe this is why I would not make a good musician. I would only do, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 shows that year.
For the whole year?
Yeah, because you could take your time.
All right, so you're already splitting the money with your bandmates.
I guess. I wouldn't pay them.
nobody would get money but you. They wouldn't be in your band anymore.
I'll tell you, it was not really Maroon 5. It was Adam Levine. That was the center of the show.
But if you ever see them almost anywhere, he's what sells the band. Almost every band, it's the lead singer. Almost every band, really, isn't it?
I guess.
I like harpsichordists. I don't know why they don't focus. They should focus
the
more
on the singer you were looking for. Haisley. Not sure what.
Oh no, Halsey.
It's a group. Singer Halsey for Saturday Night.
It's a woman. Yeah, she's the host and the musical guest.
How do you get Hate Haisley out of Halsey?
Oh. I said Haisley. Sorry. I don't know who this is. Sorry.
Yes, you do. You're younger than us. You should know this.
You'd recognize her stuff. She's really good.
That's not stuff.
Her stuff.
Oh.
You'd recognize her stuff.
Okay. That's stuff. I did not recognize her stuff. I only know her from The Voice as well. She was like a bring-in coach.
Yeah.
That she was helping the singers.
She's got a real kind of a haunted-y voice sound.
What's her big hit? Can you find that? Halsey, born Ashley Nicolette Frangenpain.
Yep. Ashley Nicolette Frangenpain.
Did you know that?
No. I knew it wasn't just Halsey.
But she took Ashley and moved around the letters.
She switched it around. That's why Jasmine was so discombobulated. She saw all those letters coming at her. She fell down.
Did you know that she took Ashley and made a different... You did not.
I did know that.
You should go as Libel.
I could do that.
You could have a junior jumble.
Libel Quillacy? I would do that.
If you don't know what that means, listen to our full show, the Stream
Binge
of Consciousness.
Over the weekend.
Yes, Halsey is hosting SNL
this weekend,
but you might not recognize her, they say.
How come? Is she wearing a disguise?
When the singer steps out on stage for the first time, fans might not even recognize her, not just because she'll be flexing her comedic chops instead of serenading the crowd with Without Me.
You and I think, is the song. Or You and Me, You and Him, Me and Him.
Without Me is what...
Without Me?
This is what they mentioned.
Him and I, that's the song that I'm thinking of.
Was Yul Brynner in that?
He was in The King and I.
Oh.
But he may do a special guest appearance on SNL. Maybe they'll sing that together. That'd be a great showstopper.
It Halsey, would stop the show,
Halsey,
all right.
The late, and the zombie of Yul Brynner.
You could just put his anti-smoking campaign commercial on in the background.
That still gives me nightmares.
Don't smoke. If you're seeing this, I'm dead.
I still, every once in a while, think about that, and I still get tingly. How scary that was.
It's pretty effective.
Is it effective?
For some people. This weekend, Halsey will follow in the footsteps of A-listers like Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Drake.
Oh, Drake.
Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift by hosting and performing as a musical guest.
Yeah, it's impressive.
I don't know if I like it.
Well, it's a lot of pressure on them. There's no downtime at all.
Yeah, but some of these people should not. I don't know. Are you really going to think of Halsey being...
Halsey's last name should be Mentholiptus. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yes.
Or Montezuma. From the Halsey Montezuma.
Oh, my God. But Lady Gaga was pretty good.
She was good. She was good. That's really hard to do both.
Right, and she
You don't get any rest.
They shouldn't be hosting it. Although Bieber did okay, Drake...
Justin Timberlake, seriously, is one of the best SNL hosts of all time.
Okay, but that's Justin.
And if he's there, you got to let him sing and act,
yeah,
right?
But that's him. Like, Taylor Swift, be honest, she wasn't that good. Musically, yes.
Taylor Swift was pretty good. She really was. Go back and watch. She was really pretty good. And Ariana Grande was magnificent.
Yeah, she blew me out of the water.
I couldn't believe how great she was. I knew she could sing. There was no doubt about that.
Well,
but
yeah.
She did impressions. She did a Jennifer Lawrence impression.
That was pretty good.
So great.
Jennifer Lawrence just got engaged to an art guy, an art collector dealer guy.
Yeah.
I love her. I don't know who doesn't love her. And also, speaking of Ariana Grande, who used to date Pete Davidson, you know who Pete Davidson is dating now?
Kate Beckinsale.
How does this happen?
They're crazy in love. That's how.
Okay, you are...
They're crazy in love.
You are misled.
Why don't you think they are?
I mean, I
Pete's a guy that locks onto a woman. They have long relationships. This will last forever, Wendy. Why are you so negative?
You want to know why he has issues? I mean,
he just wants to be loved.
He does.
Well, he does.
He just wants to be loved.
I was the type of girl who liked to take care of injured animals or maybe help boyfriends along. You know, it's like, right. They need me. I can help.
Yeah, no.
So I kind of get that. But, I mean...
Do you know, I have a picture of... You probably
Keira Knightley in your wallet. Yes, I know.
I have several pictures of Keira Knightley in my wallet. I have a picture of my daughter Reese in New York with Pete Davidson. She was at the airport. She saw Pete Davidson, and they had their picture taken together.
Oh, this is when you went to SNL?
No, this was the year before. And it was Larry David's daughter, Cassie, that took the picture of them at the airport. It was really funny. So now, every time Pete Davidson is linked with anybody, my other daughter, Kylie, sends a picture to all of us of that person with Reese's head on it. And
oh,
Pete Davidson,
that's so funny.
Saying,
that's
I think he finally found the right girl. Because it's always my daughter, Reese.
Maybe he doesn't know what he's missing.
Actually, in the picture of Reese with Pete Davidson, everybody looks happy. And like usually when you see him with Kate Beckinsale or with Ariana Grande, it looks like there's some strife going on in the background. But with him and my daughter, they look, I mean...
Normal.
Yeah. Everybody looks happy. It's crazy.
Well, I just feel bad for him. He has a lot of issues. His dad died in 9/11, was a firefighter. He has had to deal with that. He's still very young. He had some drug issues.
Yeah.
He's trying to, like, really let it be known that it's okay to deal with mental illness and still be on a show. I have so much respect for him.
Me too, and it's just so hard when you're dealing with that anyway, and then to have it so public.
Yeah, you're under the microscope.
Right. He's the only cast member ever on Saturday Night Live that's better known for playing themselves on the show than for characters on the show.
Yeah.
You can't name
because he's
any...
not that great character-wise. I got to be honest.
But when
with
he plays
you.
Himself, when he comes on an update, he's very, very funny. He usually plays anytime there's a classroom scene. He's the smart alecky kid in the classroom who laughs too hard during the scene.
Yeah,
you know. But when he plays himself during update, he's great. He's really good. All right, we must take a break. Kim will give you the news, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
This just in, according to a texter, 630, Pete Davidson is in the new movie What Men Want that came out today, and it at least looks like he's having fun.
Oh, well,
I didn't
that's
know
good.
He was in that.
Yeah, that's great.
All right.
I love Taraji Henson.
Taraji P. Henson. Come on, Kim.
Kim knows her well enough to not say the middle
We're
initial.
Just Taraji, you know.
She invented the Muppets. Did you know that?
And someone says Halsey will be much better than Liev Schreiber.
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. He's the Bill Belichick of acting. He
also,
never smiles under any condition.
He doesn't. And Bill, please tell that joke you were talking about that you could only tell during the bonus hour. Thanks. It's about New Jersey. Bill, what's that New Jersey joke?
All right. That's going to get a little complicated. There's a story about a groom in New Jersey who got kicked out of his own wedding reception. He got arrested at his wedding reception. It's a crazy story out of New Jersey. You said that it was a joke. It's not a joke. It's a real story.
And we'll get to that.
We'll get to that after the news.
And
absolutely.
Here is Kim Gordon.
Kim P. Gordon.
All right. Thank you, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. This is the stream of consciousness, the bonus hour, if you will. It's a Friday, and I can't wait to hear this story.
This is insane. Have you ever been at a wedding reception where a fight has broken out?
No.
You've
excluding mine?
Excluding yours. Yours, it said on the invitation that the fight will start promptly at 8:30. So we knew at 8:30 it was time.
Yeah, no, there was no fight. I have not been... No.
I know I've told you this. I think I've told you this. When I worked at the Comedy Room in Lyons, I was told by Mark Schufelt, the guy who was the owner and proprietor of the Comedy Room, that from time to time, the comedians would be required to not just do time on stage, but if there was a fight downstairs in the banquet hall, it would be our job to come out and break up the fight. And I laughed. I went, oh, that would be really... And I looked at him, and he meant it. And twice when I was there, there were fights at a wedding reception. So we all got
How'd
called
do?
Downstairs. One got crazy. One, there was a lot of punches flying, and I helped separate some guys. The other one, I could just tell, was too dangerous. I stayed away.
You weren't going in.
No.
For
I
you.
Could just tell how serious they were.
Is it mostly just drunken people getting
somebody
out of line?
Says something to somebody right. that's inappropriate, and then everything goes crazy. All right, so here's a story out of New Jersey. A New Jersey man has been charged with sexually assaulting a teenage waitress and then starting a fight at his own wedding reception.
Okay, that guy wasn't ready to get married.
He should have waited.
That's not.
He should have waited.
That's not
long for life relationship.
Matthew Amers, age 31, of Willingboro, New Jersey.
I'm not Willing familiar. And Ableboro.
Ready, Willing and Ableboro, New Jersey. Was arrested, and it's wrong to stereotype, and it, like, if I had told you this story and said, guess where this takes place, it has some New Jersey flavor to it. You know what I mean?
Was the situation there?
The situation was not there. JWA was not there. But you know how a lot of times you hear a story and you go, guess where this took place? And you, if you say Florida, you're going to be right more times than not.
Right.
This is a story, a wedding reception fight story, just lends itself to the New Jersey area. I don't know why, but it does. I don't know why. He was arrested on suspicion of a string of offenses, including indecent assault, indecent exposure, imprisonment of a minor, simple assault, and resisting arrest following incidents that took place at his own wedding reception at the Northampton Valley Country Club in Pennsylvania, this in November 2018. So I guess it's wrong to stereotype that this is New Jersey. He may be from New Jersey, but it actually took place in Pennsylvania. Disclaimer alert. According to an affidavit seen by the Philadelphia Inquirer, Amer allegedly asked a teenager who had been waitressing the event whether she would like to, quote, go outside and make out. You know how at your own wedding reception a lot of times...
Yeah, you just go make out with somebody, sure.
Listen, though, I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. But that is just, like, I could see a guy thinking that was funny because he's the groom. Hey, you want to go make out?
I don't think he
would.
Do
we know how old he was?
Yeah, he's 31.
Well, that's a little too old for that, I think.
Now, Wendy, let me remind you, he was not in a local presentation of Tony and Tina's wedding.
Because that's
what you think of, exactly. Right.
That's the kind of thing that would happen in a scene from Tony and Tina's wedding. But you would also hope that a guy who's 31 years old would have enough smarts to, if you had that sort of propensity to act that way, you might hold off at your own wedding reception. You might. You might. The waitress told Amers, told police that Amers also propositioned her by suggesting they could do, quote, whatever you want.
Still could see a Tony and Tina kind of guy doing that. Whatever you want, baby. You don't want to make out? It's up to you.
He's very romantic, I have to say. When she rejected his advances, I wonder how many seconds that took. Was that, like, instantaneous? Like, as he was saying, you want to go outside and make... Like, she was already going, I'm not that interested. When she rejected his advances, Amers is accused of then following the girl into the women's bathroom, where he assaulted her and exposed himself. Bad. According to prosecutors, Amers also offered the waitress $100 as part of another proposition before she was able to flee the bathroom.
Where was the best man keeping him occupied? You know what I mean?
It's a good question.
Or where was
this? Was his father? Or his? Right. Here's an idea: the bride. Where was she?
Where was she?
Throwing up in the bathroom.
Everybody he knows from work and from growing up and from being his cousin.
From
where
life,
were all those people? Because at your reception, that's who you're going to be around. So wouldn't you have some fear that even if you were propositioning a waitress, somebody of some importance might overhear
would go,
that?
Hey, dude,
what are you doing?
Know what?
What are you doing? It's
Get
your
back
wedding
over
reception.
Here.
You're going to be in a honeymoon. You're going to be in Cabo San Lucas in 48 hours.
Yeah, with the waitress. Am I right?
I like that he figures $100. $100 should cover this. It should. The reception then continued as normal. Boy, what is normal at this guy's reception?
Without him? Right. So they hauled him off to jail,
No, not yet. Not yet. The reception then continued as normal until police were called for reports of fighting at the club. When the officers arrived, they found Amers pushing and punching people. Well, he was in a bad mood. All of his plans were shot down. He was in a horrible mood.
Maybe he started opening some of his cards and realized they didn't give him enough. Right. This all you gave me?
Hey, remember when I said 100 before? Let's make it 120. Huh? I'm up to 120. What do you want? What do you want? When officers arrived, they found Amers pushing and punching people. The fight is reported to have broken out after Amers became aggressive toward a club employee who told the groom that he couldn't bring alcohol outside the venue. I would say alcohol inside the venue might not be a good idea for Amers also.
I know, but I've been at a wedding where they're like, you know, people will be standing there. It's like, you're not supposed to be bringing that outside, but if people go out to have a cigarette or whatever, they'll let them bring it.
Right, right.
It's like, I don't see that. Right. Just be
maybe
cool.
Maybe he said, I'm going to go proposition some waitresses outside. Can I bring this with me while I'm outside? Sure, if you're outside doing it, yeah, then it's okay. Amers is then accused of ignoring police.
That's a problem.
You should never do that. Mm-mm. You should never do that. And getting a parked shuttle page two. and getting a shuttle bus, prompting one officer to board with his taser drawn.
Uh-oh.
Amers then insulted the police.
Okay, that's wrong, wrong, and wrong.
And attempted to goad the police officer into a fight.
I'll give you $100.
Come on,
you want to tase me?
Come on.
I got your taser right here.
He then was arrested.
Oh, boy.
He had quite an evening. This, they always say your wedding day is a day to remember.
Oh, yeah, he's not going to forget this.
Yeah. He was then arrested following another brief struggle with police when he got off the bus. Amers was eventually charged with, would you hand me my list? indecent assault, indecent exposure, imprisonment of a minor, harassment, simple assault, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest after a fight with the police.
Did he spend his wedding night in jail?
That's the punchline to the joke. He was released from jail after posting 10% of the $350,000 bail.
Good golly.
That's $35,000.
If that doesn't inspire you to behave, I don't know
what wedding money.
Right. Yeah.
And some.
Right. Open up more cards. Hey, Gina, open up more cards. He's due to next appear in court.
Celebrity voice impersonated. Right.
That wasn't actually Amer. That was me. I was doing the voice of Amer. He's due to next appear in court on February 21st. Why, that's just one short week after Valentine's Day.
Oh.
He'll still be coming down off of Valentine's Day when he's propositioning waitresses during his Valentine's Day dinner with his wife.
They're probably no longer married. Annulment.
You know how there's always that little secret back of the head thing with in-laws where they go, I wonder if she married the right guy. I bet with his in-laws, that wasn't even a thing. They go, I knew this guy was a dope. Look at.
We don't know what she's like. She might be worse.
Worse than him?
You can't make judgment calls because you don't know.
I can't imagine a woman worse than this. Amer's attorney, Louis Basiccio.
Perfect name.
Said that his client absolutely denies all charges. My client has never even seen this waitress. He was busy. He was counting his envelopes. Come on. Come on. He maintains his innocence. He looks forward to clearing his name when all of this is concluded. Matthew Amers has been charged with the indecent assault and the indecent exposure. Oh, this is just the laundry list again of all the things he's done. This according to Bucks County District Attorney's Office. Seems like
That's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Quite a guy.
When we do that Groom of the Week feature on our show, don't we?
Yes.
When are we going to have him on as Groom of the Week?
All right, another romantic story in the news. We never got a chance to talk about this, and I know it happened a few days ago, but Delta had these Coca-Cola napkins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Both Delta and Coca-Cola apologized after a marketing campaign that encouraged passengers to give their numbers to their plane crushes. The napkin has a Diet Coke on it, and it says, because you're on a plane full of interesting people, and hey, you never know, and then you flip it over, and it says name and number, meaning name and seat number.
Sure.
Big deal.
I think it's kind of cute. I wouldn't have been offended.
I wouldn't have participated,
but I think it's cute, losing
my crap over it.
The goal of this is if you're flying on an airline and you see somebody on the plane that you're attracted to, you then write them on the back of this napkin a note that has your name and seat number as if to say,
hey,
let's get together later.
I mean, funnier things have happened. I know a couple people who've met people who actually, one person, they did get married. They met on a plane.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Delta and Coca-Cola are apologizing. It was a marketing campaign that encouraged passengers to flirt with each other during flights. It prompted strong reactions from people on the internet. Passengers on some Delta flights received a napkin that asked them to write down their phone numbers and pass it along to their plane crush. They've sparked a furious debate between people who are offended by the napkins and people who are offended by those who were offended.
I can see that.
I'm in that second group.
Yeah.
I'm offended by the people that were offended.
Get over it.
If you don't want to participate, then don't. It's a goofy, stupid drink napkin.
Right.
What if?
All right, here we go.
Something horrible happens.
Like?
What if a guy sends some information to a girl on the plane? She takes him up on it. And then something horrible happens.
Then it's a crazy accident. He doesn't need Coca-Cola or Delta to put something. He could have just done it on his own.
But couldn't you make the case of saying that it was pushed along?
I mean, horrible things happen on planes anyway. People text. There was a case recently where somebody texted a nude photo and airdropped it to somebody sitting by. So
right.
You don't need a napkin.
No, right.
to have something horrible right. happen.
No,
I mean, it's
true.
All just in good fun.
But it does kind of accelerate the process to some
Would
extent.
You do it?
I'm married, Wendy.
That's why you wouldn't do it.
Right. That's why I can't be offended or not offended by this because I'm not a factor
I wouldn't
in this.
Do it even if I wasn't.
And thought, oh, that's so cute. That's funny. Like,
right.
You know, ha-ha.
And I would have looked at it and gone, how stupid. Can I have another beer?
Right.
That's what I would have said.
Mm-hmm.
How do you become offended by it where it ruins your life?
There used to be a club in Milwaukee, and maybe they did this at other clubs. I wasn't much of a club goer, Ken, believe
Me
it or
either,
not.
Bill.
I wasn't really. But at this one, I was working at the comedy club, but then at the adjoining bar next door, they had a thing where every table had it was like an umbrella above the table with a number on the umbrella, you know, at different parts of the umbrella so that mm-hmm. it could be seen. And then there was also a phone at every table so that, let's say there were a table here and it had a guy there who saw a table over there with a girl that he liked, he could call table 48 and say, hey, I'm at table 16. I saw you. I like you.
What the hell kind of place was this?
Is that like speed dating kind of?
You know what? It was kind of
like a precursor.
It was a precursor.
I have never heard of it, and it's kind of a good idea.
Yeah. Well, I watched it from afar.
But that was awesome.
I just thought it was the strangest thing. And it is
fun to watch, though, I'm sure.
It was fun to watch, and it kind of made it easier than just go, you know how in a bar you just go up to somebody blindly and you start trying to impress
right.
them? There was like an extra element to it, but I don't know if that was a thing at more than just this place
in Milwaukee.
I've
never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to impress me, the best way to do it is come up, say hello, and offer to buy me a drink.
Hmm.
That's probably the easiest way to at least begin
Still
a
today,
conversation.
Or not as
well,
much
no,
to,
I'm
well,
married.
You're married now.
But back before I got married.
That was it.
Well, I mean, what better way? You're just, hey, how's it going? Can I
right.
buy you a drink?
Right.
And then I'd, you know, look them up and down and go, I'm good. Or, sure.
Why not? Right.
But I mean, honestly.
Tell your friend.
How often did you say, I'm good?
Not many.
No.
Because you wanted the drink or you
no,
wanted
because
to talk to the guy?
No, because, you know, my aunt always
aunt.
Told me, you can never have too many friends. So someone you
That's
meet,
true.
You may not end up marrying them, but maybe
right.
that'll be like
you
your best friend.
Like they said on the napkin, you never know what's going to happen.
I met her at a bar, aunt. At
she
that
was
bar
not supposed to go out.
She was all over me. It was crazy. Aunt, I kept saying.
It was just aunt. Bill makes fun of me because I actually had two aunts, but one I didn't see till I was an adult. So technically, she was my only aunt. It was
right.
my mom's only sister. So instead of calling her Aunt Eleanor, which
you
was very long, we
aunt.
Just called her aunt. And
Up
he
and
thinks
Adam,
that's so funny.
Adam aunt.
Just aunt. It was aunt.
Now, I think it's funny, but my mom always used to tell me about her aunt, whose name was Teta. And I'd always go, where'd she get that name? And my mom would say, that's Slovenian for aunt.
So she would just call her Teta?
Yeah.
Okay,
but even as a small girl, people would call her Teta. And people's like, well, she's not anybody's aunt. Not yet. Like, that was her big aspiration. Someday, she's going
to
have nieces and nephews, and then our prophecy will come true.
So that's the same thing. They would have.
What
was her real
thing.
Name?
No one knows.
Because it would have been Teta Francine
right,
or whatever.
Right, nobody know. Like, I even said to my mom, I go, well, she must have had a real name. She might have. We forgot it. Nobody. It was during the war. Nobody
had
cute. Nobody had time for that. But doesn't that sound old worldly?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, you wouldn't run into somebody in the United States with that name. But in Slovenia, half the women there are named Teta. Aunt?
Well, see, so don't make fun of me
no,
anymore.
No, it's your tradition is steeped in European culture.
Well, since they were Italian.
European.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Teta.
Want to have her on?
What's your new last name?
Yeah, see if you can get Teta
Add her to
on.
The list.
What's your new last name? The pitch.
Oh, I'm Billy Quillacy.
Yeah. Quillacy.
Yeah.
Teta Quillacy.
Yeah, see if we can get Teta Quillacy on.
I have to write down Quillacy. Again, if this is
Wouldn't
confusing
that be a great promo
you?
For the next day's show?
Yeah.
Tune in to Bill and Wendy. We've got Teta Quillacy on. Hey, the ratings are through the roof. What happened? They had this woman on from the old country. It was crazy.
Yeah, SNL would steal it for a bit.
They might. I'm not going to say they wouldn't do it. Also, Kim, you be the judge on this. We only have a couple minutes.
Okay.
Before the show started, Wendy said to me, and I quote, I have got to see these Jeff Bezos pictures. Do you want to see?
Kidding.
Do you want to see these Jeff Bezos pictures?
Well, what I read about them,
I wouldn't look. I would not look.
I don't know. I'm you know,
hey,
inquiring minds. I would like to see it.
Why not? Yeah, of course. He looks like
a cigar in the mouth.
Remember the comic strip Henry? Did you ever see Henry the comic strip? Jeff Bezos looks like
that. What's Henry?
Google Henry in comic strip. You'll see. There's a picture of Jeff Bezos.
Came up.
Naked Jeff Bezos.
You don't want to look?
No. He's not on my list of people I would ever need to see.
You think they're going to be in the Enquirer? I don't know. I doubt it now with the lawsuit.
So the Enquirer is saying they didn't do anything below board, that everything they did was fine, but they were kind of blackmailing him, weren't they?
Yes. I actually think he's very brave to do what he did.
Yeah.
Doesn't
that look like him?
Different clothes, but yes, very much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just like Jeff Bezos.
You
Henry.
Know, so they said they had some photographs
of him in, how did they word it? Was it compromising?
Not positions, situations,
maybe. Yeah.
So that means.
But they were going to publish him unless they got money. So isn't that extortion?
That sounds like extortion or blackmail.
Yeah. And they described some of them. You know, one was like a nudie photo.
Yeah.
One was, I think.
A not so nudie
photo. His girlfriend. I can't remember her name. Like, posing with a cigar in her mouth that was supposed to suggest some other things.
Oh.
We call that a Lewinsky.
Yeah. That's right. Wow. So he went to the press and said,
how'd they get these pictures, guys?
How does the Enquirer get any of this stuff? I mean,
but, all right, I don't know. I've never sent nudes to anyone.
Well, I guess you didn't see the Christmas newsletter.
Nor would I. But it's not like you're taking it to the local Walgreens to get your pictures developed anymore.
Some mention, and I read this last night very quickly. So
it's either
leaked from maybe her brother.
What is she doing showing her brother these pictures?
Well, maybe he.
Hey, Mark,
was
you know, remember the
phone?
Cartoon
maybe
strip Henry? Look, I've got a picture.
In a compromising position.
He and I were goofing off.
I don't know. Maybe he just was looking for something on his sister.
Is he still with this person?
Yes, he's getting a divorce, and now he's with this woman.
Right. And this
she's
is
a
the
former
one in the
LA
picture?
News woman.
Well, yes. The ex-wife somehow gotten, I bet.
No, well, I think it's very amicable, the divorce.
Well, that's what we hear. But
couldn't it also
if it's amicable,
be...
why didn't they stay together?
Yeah, well... No, because he has found love with this new woman.
Yes.
Well, then,
so he doesn't want to be with his wife anymore. But there's a lot of money.
But that's amicable?
Mm.
Supposedly, she, like, without her, Amazon wouldn't be where it was, and they're having a, you know, she's
I've heard that too, but I don't know how much I believe. Yeah.
But also, couldn't the pictures have come from, remember 2 years ago when there was a rash of... on the internet, you could find all these actresses.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Or you could hack into somebody's cloud. I mean,
right. That's what I mean. So maybe somebody did that.
I guess
they knew
the richest
man password.
And the password is Henry. They knew the password was Henry.
No, it's Henry123.
Henry123.
Exclamation point.
Oh, yeah. If you need a special character.
Right. Capital H.
You can see a special character in the pictures, Wendy. It's clear for everyone to see. All right, we have to stop entertaining, Wendy. We have to. The law will not allow us to go any further. Kim, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Monday or on Tuesday.
I'll see
you guys
on Tuesday.
All right, we'll close up shop next. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.
I hope you stay warm over the weekend.
That's going to be a challenge.
How about that wind last night?
Yes, blistering.
I got
blisters from the wind. Look, blisters.
All of our recyclables blew all over our yard last night.
Yeah.
It was super windy. Be careful out there.
Please, everybody, please be careful. And call us when you get to wherever you're going so we don't worry. Please. That's it for this week. We'll come back on Monday and entertain you even more.
We'll try.
Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.